This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One of the teams involved is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Notes from the North, we do it every Tuesday. Last one of the year since, you know, the season's over and all that fun stuff. Bob Eddy, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi, Vinny's on vacation. All of our guests are brought to us by the Window Nation guest hotline, and we'll start it off appropriately enough in Pittsburgh. He's with the Associated Press. Talk about those division champion Steelers, Will Graves. Will, happy new year, and how are you feeling today?
Happy new year, guys. And, you know, it's actually kind of warm here today, and the sun came out for 5 minutes, so which is unusual this time of year. So, yeah, we're doing all right in Pittsburgh.
All right, let me ask you this. Because as you would figure, a lot of smoke and, you know, venom flying towards the Ravens organization after the miss by Tyler Loop. If Tyler Loop had made that field goal, what would the last 48 hours have been like in Pittsburgh with the fans?
Probably just as uncomfortable as the last 48 hours and in really sort of the near future are in Baltimore. It's, you know, it's funny. Mike Tomlin pulled out an all-timer at the end of his thing on, I basically asked that same question, you know, sort of how thin is the margin here? And he said, you know, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle, right?
Right.
that's just kind of weird. I mean, you know, it is crazy how the narratives can turn on, you know, one or two things. It's sort of insane. I mean, look, the Steelers, like they tried to fumble the division away in Cleveland. They tried to fumble the division away like two or three times in the fourth quarter on Sunday. And, you know, now they, you know, they're at home on a Monday night where they've been really successful for the last 30 plus years against a team that is really good, but has never won a road playoff game in franchise history. So, you know, the optimism is pretty high, but you know what? A week from now, they lose on Monday night to the Texans. The conversations you guys are having in Baltimore, they'll just be having here.
Now, Will, in regards to DK Metcalf, who missed the last two games of the regular season, he gets a reprieve. So how relieved is he that the Steelers made the playoffs as he felt the wrath of Sheriff Goodell in the league after that incident in, what was it, Detroit? Now, how motivated do you think he's going to be to come out here? You know, he does have some level of playoff experience against Houston coming up on a Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said that basically once Loop missed that kick, he literally got in his car and drove to the stadium so he could celebrate, you know, because he was sort of banned. The ban ended at the end of that, or his suspension, two-game suspension, ended at the end of the game. So he was allowed to sort of be back with the team in sort of a formal capacity. So, you know, he's feeling good. I mean, and I think that, you know, the Steelers, when you look at what they were able to do on Sunday night, although you could draw – a direct line from the moment that Kyle Hamilton left with a concussion to when Aaron Rodgers started looking like 2016 Aaron Rodgers, right? And, They threw for 294 yards without DK Metcalf. And to be honest with you, if you look at the last three games before his suspension, I mean, the offense had started to get it going with him. The Texans, obviously a very different animal. You know, the best defense in the league, and deservedly so, and going to be a different challenge. But, you know, the Steelers, I think that they feel they have a puncher's chance. And, you know, if you're looking for hope, I mean, I heard a lot of people talking about, you know, after the game the other night, the Mike Vanderjack missing the field goal with the Colts after Bettis's fumble in like the 05 playoffs, right? And how did those playoffs end? It ended with the Steelers, you know, winning the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to go there by any stretch, but, you know, they kind of got what they wanted. There's no Patrick Mahomes. There's no Lamar Jackson. They're going to avoid, they would avoid Josh Allen until the AFC Championship game were they to get that far. So they're going to be facing CJ Stroud, who's, you know, doesn't have a proven playoff record yet. And then depending on how things go, they'd either have like Bo Nix, or they'd have, you know, Drake May, who they've already beaten this season. So I think that they think that they have a puncher's chance. And, you know, Rodgers said it the other night, a little belief can go a long way with this team. And right now they're feeling good. But, you know, it is crazy, like, how thin and how narrow the margins are. Because if it goes the other way, you guys are talking about, hey, man, we survived the season from hell and we're in the playoffs. Lamar's feeling pretty good and we think we got a chance. And it's basically the same place. That's exactly what they're saying here.
So Steelers not done yet, obviously, but for the regular season, if we want to put a bow on that, how would you evaluate the rookie class? You know, Derek Harmon at the forefront, obviously, but from there, I'm seeing, a third round pick.
Jack Sawyer, outside linebacker, but, you know, had to play quite a bit late in the season. As with T.J. Watt had his, you know, his dry needling mishap. So Jack got in and was a pretty effective player, was noticeable a couple of times on Sunday night. Caleb Johnson, you know, they had him as a kick returner in week two against the Seahawks, and he let a ball kind of dribble by him, and the Seahawks recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. And that was basically the nail in the coffin. I mean, he was used a little bit sporadically after that. But and I'll be honest with you, like, I was probably on here. If we pulled up stuff from August, I'm pretty sure that I said, hey, by week six, I expect Caleb Johnson to be the starting running back. And that has not been the case. And part of that has been, you know, Kenny Gainwell and Jaylen Warren have both been so good together. There's not a lot of touches to go around. But, yeah, he's been a disappointment. Y.A. Black, their rookie defensive tackle, has been okay. A project, but a big body project, which is the kind that they can deal with and enjoy. So I think in general the class is okay, but Derek Harmon certainly seems to be, you know, provided he can stay healthy, certainly seems to be the best of that group and might be the guy that's sort of the successor in the lineage, you know, the defensive line lineage that goes from, you know, Cam Hayward back to Brett Kiesel to Casey Hansen and so on.
Now, this might be the toughest question of the day. If you could give me a read on Aaron Rodgers beyond what's going to happen here in this playoff run, let's say, you know, you beat the Texans, there's a little mini playoff run here. There's a new life to the Steelers organization finally getting over the hump and winning a playoff game. I know a lot of it's dependent on him. Retirement questions are going to circulate again. But would the Steelers be willing to wait maybe kind of close to how long they waited this past offseason for him to make up his mind at that point?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We sort of pressed him on it, you know, on last week because we weren't sure whether this was going to be his last game in Pittsburgh or not. And, you know, he made it a point to say that, you know, it's always hard the first year you're in a system. And he pointed to, like, when Matt LaFleur took over with the Packers. And in 2019, he said I was, quote-unquote, a game manager. And then in 21, I was the MVP. And then he talks about how I might have an option, or I'd like to think I have an option or two if I want to play. If you put those two things together, where's the only place in the world where he would be in his second year in a system, right? it's the Steelers. And I mean, look, if they win a game or two, their first round spot drops another notch or two or three. And this draft class doesn't look maybe as, you know, mind-blowing as it looked a year ago. Part of that's due to on-field performance, and part of that's because some of these college kids are figuring out, why do I want to go to the NFL when I can make $4 or $5 million staying in Texas or staying somewhere else and play maybe fewer games against in more inferior competition. So maybe this, well, they're going to get their guy, their next franchise QB in the 26th draft. Maybe that doesn't happen now. And if they decide that that's sort of where they're at, then yeah, I can absolutely see a scenario where Aaron plays. However, you know, if I was him, how often do you want to tempt fate? You know, like Favre came back 1 year too many. Brady came back, you know, they were okay Brady's last year, but he was not quite the same and they weren't the same. If they can win a game, maybe even two games, and he plays pretty well, sometimes you just, like, that's probably about as graceful as an exit as you're going to get, and maybe that's what I would do.
Will Graves, Associated Press, covers the Steelers. Will, we appreciate the time as always. I can't say good luck to the Steelers, born and raised in Baltimore. You know how that rolls. But, you know, good luck to you personally. I hope your season continues with great joy and promise here.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
Here's Will. And by the way, if Rodgers does retire, Flacco has to go to Pittsburgh and finishes out the division. But let's now go to Cleveland from ESPN Radio. Browns did make a move with their head coach as Kevin Stefanski was relieved of his duties. He's Emmett Golden. Emmett, first of all, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us as well. And on a stun level for you, Stefanski rates where? A guy that was a two-time coach of the year, but also has, you know, had to navigate through some rough times quarterback-wise and at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah, I was not very surprised at all. Somebody had to go down for the last 2 years, you know, and obviously that I think the front office and ownership has never made things easy for Kevin Stefanski. Somebody had to pay for it. So I wasn't very surprised when I saw that Kevin was fired yesterday.
Now, Andrew Berry's sticking around, and we just got done talking to our Steelers friend here, and I was asking him about their draft class. Well, this Browns draft class this year, I mean, it's early, but man, I mean, hitting on pretty much almost everybody, or everyone at least involved to some aspect. Too soon to say, or maybe not too soon, best class of Andrew Berry's tenure?
Oh, by far, and I actually believe it is the reason why Andrew Berry didn't get fired yesterday, along with Kevin Stefanski, is when you draft a guy who's going to be Defensive Player of the Year and Carson Schlesinger, Pro Bowl alternate, should have been Pro Bowler straight up. Harold Fannin Jr. was amazing at the tight end position. We don't even talk about Mason Graham, who is awesome on the defensive line and, you know, as great as Myles Garrett is. I think, you know, he kind of helped Miles a little bit by taking up some blocks. So this was an amazing, amazing draft. And that's not even counting either of the quarterbacks. Who knows if those either of those guys work out. But quarterbacks aside, this was a grand slam of a draft for Andrew Berry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, the national perspective of the Browns, it's not great, you know, and people look at a 5-12 record this year, even with some of those rookie performances, and they say, well, it's same old Browns, right? But again, based on this young talent that's entered the organization, not giving up on Shador quite yet. Maybe they give up on Gabriel, but everyone's talking about quarterback. Is it as simple as if they just got not a great quarterback or an elite, but a game manager quarterback, an average at best quarterback, that could be something that has them hovering around 500 at the end of a season? Is it really just as simple as one guy here?
We've been saying it for years that the Browns need average quarterback play. That's it. Look, everybody would love to have John Elway, you know, but if you just had a guy that didn't lose the game for you, you know, that could get you in and out, you know, of good and bad situations when they walk to the line of scrimmage, that this team would be in it every year. Maybe not Super Bowl contenders, but they'd be in it for the division. They just haven't been able to find that. And you look at Kevin Stefanski, had a great year with Baker, obviously went to the playoffs. Baker stuff doesn't work out. He took five different quarterbacks and won 11 games one year, which really to me is the most impressive thing I've ever seen from a head coach. But if they just had a guy that didn't turn the ball over, you know, and made a play here or there, then I think Browns fans would be really happy about that.
Emmett, last thing for you. As the Browns look for a new head coach, where does Baltimore's own Jim Schwartz fit into the mix, if he does at all?
He is definitely a name that we've talked a lot about here locally over the past 24 hours. I'm not sure the Browns view him as a legitimate coaching candidate. I think they love him as a coordinator. I think Andrew Berry wants this his first head coach hire, so I think he wants to take his time. I will say Schwartz is a possibility, but I don't think it's likely that he'd end up as the head coach of the Browns.
Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio, covers the Browns. Emmett, appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in with you as soon as we can, man. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
No doubt. Emmett Golden joining us. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the desk coming up top of the hour. We want you to join us for that at 410-583-1057. Reset all of your Ravens topics. Your chance to vent is coming up in a matter of minutes, and we've got Nolan's final Dirty Dozen of 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.